This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Oh, burned happily into my consciousness as a young boy. Gene Wilder passes from this place yesterday, the word was, at the age of, 83, 82, 81 in the 80s, yeah?
83.
Okay. I got home last night after 5 days away in Las Vegas, and my 16-year-old son doesn't greet me. He texts me and says, Gene Wilder just passed away. My 16-year-old. Just to let you know how the impact of that Gene Wilder goes across the generations. And I don't know, My first experience with the Gene Wilder was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I don't know, was that your first movie to see Gene Wilder?
Yes, that would be the first one that that I remember. I think I remember now Willy Wonka, mm-hmm. that came out in 71.
71, so, yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been the first one. His very first movie was one that a lot of people may not be aware of. It was a movie called Bonnie and Clyde. But that was back, that was like the year before I was born, back in 67. And then his first big movie was The Producers, which I never saw, but I heard that was a really good movie.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, when Gene Wilder was in a film, I know just for me, I was riveted watching him. Because, you know, just a subtle look. There was something about his presence in movies and film that was more than just, oh, there's another funny actor or an actor who could be funny. And I remember... of course, Young Frankenstein, all-time classic favorite of mine and my kids, and my son especially, loved it. And he said to me, before I went on the air, Super Don, he says, you need to play that song about imagination from Willy Wonka to open the show today. Just moments before we started this show. And I said, we're on it. We're on it, yes.
Nice.
I know, isn't it great? But I just love the fact that anybody watching, you know, that his films today... you know, has a great appreciation for the genius, the comic genius that is Gene Wilder. And I remember Blazing Saddles, of course. Patrick on the board says that was his first movie. I was like, at what age did you get to watch Blazing Saddles?
Cause yeah. Even Mom and Dad were not there.
Because even I had a liberal household family that was kind of lenient about watching movies. I don't think I watched that when I was that very young. But Blazing Saddles, I just remember they always told me about. There's a scene where everybody's sitting around the campfire, and that was what they told me about it. But when you watch Gene Wilder in it, I mean, just there was an empathy with this alcoholic. He could have been a caricature, but he brought something more to these films. We're opening the show, hold on, reminiscing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about Gene Wilder passing yesterday at 83 of complications with Alzheimer's, as it was said, according to the family. We'll get to that some more, but I do want to talk a little bit more about my memories and yours, Super Don, of Gene.
Yeah, you know, some of the memories that I have. In fact, last night, because of the news, I went and I watched. Did you ever see See No Evil, Hear No Evil?
Yes.
I love the chemistry between him and Richard Pryor. Yeah. I mean, they were so good together, whether it was that one and mm-hmm. prior to that back in 1980.
Silver Streak.
Silver Streak was the first one,
yes.
And then there was Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy as well, yeah. Silver Streak, Don, it was really one of my favorites when I saw Gene and Richard Pryor, of course. And the scene where Gene goes into blackface to pass as a brother, that scene could have been wildly racist and horrible, right? It could have gone horribly awry.
Totally. He had the big boom box and
dude,
stuff.
Dude, he committed to it with nothing. I think Richard Pryor was probably amazed with what he did in that scene. And so if you haven't ever seen, I'm sure it's on YouTube, the scene where he's having to pass as a brother in Silver Streak. I mean, I don't know that any other actor could have pulled it off like that. A white guy doing blackface, because, of course, that's the ultimate. You don't do that. But even today, I think people will laugh hysterically at that scene. Stir Crazy was good, too. They had that chemistry, but there was some serious intensity in that film. It wasn't just wall-to-wall comedy. But, yes, the friendship that he had with Richard Pryor was in evidence every time they got together.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Good stuff. And then, you know, the last movie he did was back in 1991, so he hadn't been in any films since then.
Yeah.
With the exception of a handful of TV appearances, and his last appearance was back in 2003. I don't know, did you ever used to watch Will and Grace?
No, I was not a Will and Grace kind of guy, but I heard it was a good show. But
he actually won an Emmy for his performance on Will and Grace. But he became a writer and he mm-hmm. loved writing books, and so he kind of went away from Hollywood and became a book writer up until he passed away.
Right, and one of the things, if you look at Young Frankenstein in his movie days, he was also a writer on that film. And just a joy for every scene that he's in. And of course, he wasn't even the funniest person in that movie, but he just carried this something about him. And then to think about, you know, how do we make the Frankenstein monster not scary to the public as he's introducing this creation from parts of things, including the abnormal brain? He decides that let's put him on stage and sing this song together.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
And of course, that was Peter Boyle as the monster. But wow. I mean, it's just, come on, man. That was some great stuff. Makes me smile even today, and I'm glad that we still have access to those movies and can watch them and appreciate the genius of Gene Wilder. Now, the serious side, of course, is he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's a few years back, 3 years or so ago, and they asked why they didn't go public with that diagnosis. You know, what's the deal? Why did you want to hide it from us for 3 years and suddenly now you're dying of what they call complications of Alzheimer's? And his answer was, their answer from the family as to why was really profound. I don't know if you want to relate that, Super Don. I know it impacted you pretty well, too.
Well, it just goes to show you. I mean, the guy was so selfless in the way he lived his life. And the reason that they gave was because he didn't want the young fans to feel bad. He didn't. In fact, I'm trying to find the quote here real quick. I didn't have it pulled up in front of me.
And it wasn't the feel bad of the diagnosis. It was the interaction. If young fans would see him and they'd yell out Willy Wonka, and if he was in a highly Alzheimer's state, he wouldn't be able to recognize or respond. And, you know, he thought that might devastate, you know, a young fan. And he really wanted to protect them from that. And I thought, you know, how sweet in that sense that he really cared that much.
Absolutely. I mean, he cared about the fans. And, you know, I watched an interview where he was talking about how there would be young people, you know, what we would consider the millennials and younger, mm-hmm. that would send him pictures and ask for his autograph because they had seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So it was one of those movies that, even though it came out back in the early 70s, mm-hmm. it's something that even the young generation now is familiar with and they've watched and enjoyed. It was very cool.
And the classic story of Willy Wonka is that he rewrote that scene right on the spot and said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And he walks in with a limp and the cane. The cane gets stuck. He falls forward and does an acrobatic somersault and gets right up and to the cheers and applause. And he said, the reason I did that was because from that moment on, you would not know when that character was, you know, lying or telling the truth. It set the stage. I mean, that one inkling that he had, the intuition of that character, was just, again, brilliant of Gene Wilder. So we're sorry to see him go, but he's got a legacy that will live on for sure. And by the way, if you're concerned about Alzheimer's, we've done a number of shows on Alzheimer's. For many years we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. There'll be links up eventually also in the Robert Scott Bell show notes at robertscottbell.com. But, you know, one of the things we interviewed a few years back, a couple of years ago now, Chris Exley, Professor Exley from England. And he was doing some research. He's a PhD. He's a smart guy out over there in the UK and utilizing silicon-rich waters that he's able to reverse a lot of the symptoms, severe symptoms of Alzheimer's. So you can look up Chris Exley, E-X-L-E-Y, I believe. Or is it E-X-L-Y? Super, you'll have to find that in the notes so we can add that in. And then also, of course, we talk about heavy metals, not only aluminum, which is most closely associated with Alzheimer's, but mercury, and the need for increasing selenium levels in the body of anybody who's suffering. And so taking the whole food, 100% whole food selenium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com is going to be critical. Not 200 micrograms, not 400, but 600 or 800 micrograms a day, I would say, would be important. Silica is also, we talk about, critical for brain function, neurological integrity, and we do the whole food silica from Alpha Health Products. So there's a lot of things that can be done, including what we talked about yesterday with Dr. Bitar, the different ways to do intravenous chelation, aggressive chelating of mercury and other metals out of the system that are neurotoxic. And another irony, if you will, of neurotoxicity, and no pun intended by saying irony, but silver, rather than being degenerative, neurodegenerative, seems to be also neuroregenerative, along with the use of cannabidiol, CBD. We're learning more and more about this substance from the plant kingdom that can help protect the brain and nervous system and help it to regenerate as well, along with essential fats and the like. So there you go. It's not a done deal, a fait accompli. If you have an inkling that you might be heading toward Alzheimer's, remember we want to increase essential fats. We want to not fear cholesterol, because I don't know if Gene Wilder was on a statin drug. I honestly don't know. There's no reports of it. But if he was, then this was an iatrogenic form of induced Alzheimer's, because by reducing cholesterol in the brain, which happens with statins, you will induce dementia and Alzheimer's. Doctor cause. So guys and gals, be careful of statins. We got information on what's better than statins. Well, it's almost everything. Specifically a certain kind of diet we'll get to in a little while. Also, Zika stories. And we got Christina Hildebrand talking about a new way to report vaccine injuries. VaccineInjuryIsReal.com. We'll get to her in a little while as well. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
There's one other Gene Wilder movie that I don't think was on anybody's list. Do you remember, Super Don, he did a movie with Harrison Ford in the Old West? And I can't remember the name of it. He played a rabbi, obviously a Jewish rabbi, but a rabbi with, you know, heavy accent, really played it intensely. And it's just like one of those things where, you know, Harrison Ford was a straight guy. He was playing a rabbi, and I don't know. I laughed a lot even in watching him do that, even though probably people say he overplayed it, but not as bad as Sir Laurence Olivier overplayed a rabbi.
You are talking about The Frisco Kid.
The jazz singer. Yeah, The Frisco Kid. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, it was a long movie, but I just enjoyed watching him. And then you watch a young Harrison Ford in that one, too. Go check it out. I'm just thinking about some of the scenes. Anyway. All right, moving on, unless you want to bring up a favorite memory of Gene Wilder. By the way,
I think I'm probably going to be watching a few movies over the week, this coming weekend.
I shouldn't be awake, you know, Super Don. I should be sleeping during the show tonight again.
Why?
5 days away in a hotel room, and you just don't sleep well. I just don't. But I had fun. I want to say thanks to the folks at ANMA, Julie and everybody. Met a lot of great people, had a lot of great fun. Just had some great food, good times, and, you know, now I'm exhausted, and I've got a little bit of time to recover before the next trip, so that's good. So I'm glad I didn't go to Brazil, because we would all died of Zika, or wait, maybe not. There's a UN agency, United Nations, is reporting that there was not even one hangnail caused by the Zika virus, not even a hangnail, no bruised egos. Maybe a bruised ego or two from the medical profession. How dare they not have any Zika at the Rio Olympics, right? The only person who claimed Zika did anything to him was Ryan Lochte. Zika held him up at the gas station.
He held a gun to his head.
Poor Ryan Lochte. He'll be all right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so you'll get that. Zika, it turned out to be a fizz, a fiddle, a fuddle, whatever it is. We need Gene Wilder to come back and make us laugh about Zika, too. Of course, in the meantime, Democrats and Obama still want, you know, $1 trillion for a Zika vaccine, which is absolutely worthless. Especially since Disney, the happiest place on earth, is providing neurotoxic pesticides for all of the kids that want to come meet Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Hi, kids! Come here, have some neurotoxins! Unbelievable. Gee.
Nicely done.
I have no idea what I just did, but I'm just so annoyed. Not that I should be surprised by this. I heard that maybe even is Universal doing it? Harry Potter wands are now leaking.
Yes, from the reports that I watched,
yeah.
It was Disney World. It was SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, okay, yeah. That's right.
And Universal.
Swim with the dolphins at SeaWorld and poison them with DEET. I mean, you know, where are the PETA people? Funny enough, I had a great story from Doc Harmony. I don't know if I have permission to tell this, but it's funny. It is funny. It isn't for PETA people. But she was going to a party years ago at a club. I don't know what this was, but evidently it was in Atlanta. It was winter, cold. And she gets there, and guess who's there? Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
Pamela Anderson. And Doc Harmony, and I've known her for so long before she was Doc Harmony. And she was just, you know, sweet and innocent and all of that. And she's just going out, have fun. And she's wearing this big fur coat, beautiful fur coat that I don't know, somebody gifted her or something. She just was, you know, feeling nice and cozy in that. And Pamela Anderson immediately came over to her and started engaging her in conversation. They seemed to hit it off. She's like, yeah, well, it was great. Looks like we were going to hang out and be best pals that night. Until she asked the question, is that real fur? And I don't know if you know Pamela Anderson, but like, card-carrying member of PETA extraordinaire.
Right, right.
She did not, Doc Harmony had no, and this again, before she was Doc Harmony, years ago, she had no earthly idea. She said, oh, yes, this is not. She started telling about the thing, it's real mink or whatever. And immediately, the security guards rush in to separate them and, you know, almost throw her out, say, Pamela doesn't want to have anything to do with you, stay far, far, far away. I mean,
wow.
Just one of those stories that you go, I can't believe it, because at the moment she said that, I was like, because I know about Pam Anderson. I follow her career, especially with the hepatitis C thing, because
right.
She uses homeopathy. She uses silver. It's been reported that she uses sovereign silver as well. And so I know she's a very big animal activist, and I'm not saying go out and buy fur coats and stuff, but I just it was a funny story in that she just had no earthly idea. She was like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's like, no, you don't say that to Pam Anderson. You lie to her. It's fake.
I killed myself with a crossbow.
No, you got to say, it's fake. It's not real. But she told the truth. Good on her, right, for telling the truth. All right, stay away from Disney as long as they're giving away free DEET. Don't rub up on anybody in line lest you get neurotoxic poisons absorbed through your skin. There are natural botanicals you can use to protect
you. You can get arrested for rubbing up against somebody in line.
Can you? Yeah, well, don't do it then. For sure, don't do it. Also, the scientists know it's larvicides. Come on, get with the program. Christina Hildebrand coming up next. Real vaccine injury. We're going to talk about it.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Despite over $3 billion being paid out to families of vaccine injured or killed children since the passage of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program 86 started in 88, the government reluctantly has something called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. But it's been argued that maybe 10% of all vaccine injuries are actually reported to that system, and it might not even be 10%. To fill the gap,
an activist. She's a wonderful woman, really a strong, strong voice for those who have suffered vaccine injury, families who are suffering through it. She was also at the Health Freedom Congress that I was at in Minnesota. Christina Hildebrand joins us now with news of a new website that everybody needs to pay attention to and bookmark called vaccineinjuryisreal.com. Christina, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your passion in this subject matter is due to what?
It's always been, I mean, it's been a passion, health has been a passion of mine for a long time. Vaccines and vaccine injury, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and when I was pregnant and she was, you know, born, I started researching vaccines and went down that rabbit hole and never came back out since. In the last few years, and especially since last year, where SB277, I live in California, so SB277 passed, and my other organization, A Voice for Choice, was actively fought against SB277. And during that period, I met more and more parents with children and adults that were vaccine injured. And it really got me thinking that this is truly the piece that people out there don't know and don't realize. And as I walk around these days and I'm so attuned to vaccines and vaccine injury, I realize that so many people, I think, walk around not even recognizing that they or their children may have been vaccine injured. And the other piece of it, when we were talking to the legislators last year, the thing that kept being thrown back at us was vaccine injury is one in a million. It's one in a million. It doesn't happen to people. It's one in a million. Yet there were thousands and thousands of people that came to the Sacramento Capitol last year that had vaccine-injured children, and the numbers just don't make sense. And so what I realized was we need a place, and, you know, the web is full of wonderful, not wonderful, but, you know, mm-hmm. wonderful stories. They're not wonderful in their content, but they're very sad in their content. Of vaccine injuries, but they're all over the web. And then we have Vax with their tour bus, which is also doing an amazing job of recording these stories and, you know, having people sign the bus and creating these videos. But what we really want to show is the magnitude of vaccine injury. And vaccine injury for us and our definition of vaccine injury is anything that if you had a healthy child or if you were a healthy person and you went and got a vaccination or more than one vaccination, and after that vaccination, you were different in some way. That may be a high fever. That may be a rash. That may be seizures. That may be convulsions. That may be SIDS. That may be it is whatever you feel. If you noticed a difference from before and after the vaccination that was a worse difference, so you didn't feel better, you felt worse in some way, that's what for this website we're considering vaccine injury. It's not, you know, the CDC has a very strict contraindications that gets you to the one in a million, which is basically, according to the CDC, a vaccine injury and what is compensated in the vaccine court is an anaphylaxis, which it causes permanent disability or death. That's their definition of vaccine injury. That's not our definition, because something like a seizure, which most doctors these days say is normal, is not normal, and it is an injury. It's not something that you weren't like that before you had the vaccination. And, you know, doctors will say, oh, well, that's something that, you know, happens. They were born that way. It just happened.
Well, Christina, also, these doctors are reluctant to report things to VAERS, right, because of that thing you're just saying, that they've been taught that, oh, it's normal, it's not a big deal, it's not really connected. It might be, but it's not worth paying any attention to. And, of course, these are some of the disaster stories we're hearing Polly Tommy interview these parents on the Vax tour bus. And, of course, you've interacted with as well and are collecting here at the new website, vaccineinjuryisreal.com, which, by the way, also has a link to report vaccine injury to VAERS, especially if your doctor or nurse is not going to report it. And you have a link there, and I'm looking at it right now. It's very simple to connect. It says share your vaccine injury story. If you want, you can upload a picture before the vaccine injury, a picture after. These are before and after pictures are very telling, and a most recent picture. And it gives an easy way to submit this. And the question is, Christina, when this is collected, Is this become a searchable database for anybody and everybody? Is this something we're going to submit to the legislature in California? Yeah. Is it a federal thing? I mean, where does this go from here?
So we see it as a huge endeavor, and it can be used in many, many places. The biggest thing for us is that we have one place where we just get, I mean, our goal is hundreds of thousands, and it's sad to say that, but our goal is hundreds of thousands of vaccine injury stories, and I call them stories. They're not really stories. What we've asked people to do, and if people go to vaccineinjuryisreal.com, we ask them to upload a picture before the vaccine injury, upload a picture at the time or around the time of the vaccine injury, and then upload a picture of the most recent picture. So that may be a picture of the person today. It may be a picture of the person, you know, if they died from the vaccine injury, the most recent picture. What we want to show there is really give these stories a presence and a person to them, not just a name. We then ask about five different questions that just go through things like what vaccines were given at the time, what was the injury, whether the person recovered. And those are all, so it becomes a searchable database, as you said. So you can search by vaccine, you can search by age, you can search by country or state. You can also search if it was after, specifically for California, for example. You can search if it's after the first of this year, which is when SB277 came in. So you can search how many people were injured in California after that date. That's something that we're doing specifically. We've added in there specifically for our legislature. But the key piece, and let me sort of take a step back on vaccine injury. And I said this actually last night at a VAX showing. My belief is vaccine injury is where we are going to create the tipping point of the people speaking out and recognizing that vaccines are not safe and effective, which is what's drummed into us by doctors. It's drummed into us by the pharmaceutical companies. Vaccines aren't. You just go to the package insert and you can see that they're not 100% safe and effective. They have risks. They have risks with them. The vaccine injury piece, I consider we're right now in the sort of Harvey Milk era of gay rights marriage with mm-hmm. vaccine injury. We're at that point where, yes, it's out there. Most people don't care about it, don't think about it. Kind of weird. They're kind of strange people. I'm sure, you know, they've got their thing going on, but it's over there. It's not in my house. It's not in my room kind of thing.
Right, right. We're going to be covering more of that next hour, too, Christina, because we've got from VAX the district attorney in San Antonio talking about it.
Right.
We've got more voices willing to step up that can't be dismissed easily.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. We're at a tipping point.
Yeah. And I think, you know, probably the next step will be people. What we want is people to be thinking about vaccines, that it's in their mindset. It's in their brain somewhere. I think the next step for a lot of those people will be pro-vaccine. So it will be, oh, those are the quacks. Those are the crazy people over there. Those are the people that, you know, similar to gay rights. You know, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, gay marriage. Well, that's kind of, why would you want that? You know, what that sort of, I know about it, but I'm not with you. The place we'll get there when people will be with us is when they realize that somebody in their family, somebody in their friends is vaccine injured. And I think they already have that person in their family, but they don't necessarily recognize that vaccine injury is in their family.
You're right.
They don't recognize it as vaccine injury. But once you have a niece or a daughter or a sister or a brother or an aunt or an uncle that you recognize as vaccine injured, that's when it becomes part of you, and that's when we'll have the complete turning point. And that's what this website is for. This website is to show that there's not one in a million, that there is 100.
Oh, no, it's not. It's so huge, so Christina, many. And you have to have the eyes to see it. And like the work you're doing, the work we've been doing is to raise awareness for it so that suddenly what was invisible to you becomes very visible.
Yep. I'll
give you a quick example. My son went to Montessori school through middle school years. There were four boys in his class. Three of them were injured. Now, they were functional, and you could say in Asperger's realm, but you could definitely see if you're trained as a homeopath I am to see these things. And that's 75% in one group. Now, my son has not been vaccinated. I know if he had been, be it of that generation and the environmental degradation we've suffered through our generations, he would definitely have been one of those statistics. And that's why this vaccineinjuryisreal.com website is so very important. And what you're doing, I endorse 100%. I want people to know about it.
Yeah. I think the other thing to that I feel strongly about is the fact that people think this, and I said it before, but I'll come back to it, this notion that these vaccine injuries or these reactions are normal because their doctors tell them they're normal. Having a seizure, if you think of any other drug, if you took a pill that your doctor gave you or an injection that your doctor gave you that was not a vaccine, but let's take a cholesterol pill or some pill that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in the world, millions probably, take in their day. If you took that and you had a seizure directly after that, there is no way you would take that pill again. And there is no way that your doctor would tell you to take that pill again. Yet there are kids having seizures after vaccination. And the next doctor's visit, they come in, the doctor says, oh, that was just normal. That's a normal reaction. Don't worry about it. Here, roll up your sleeves and your, like, you know, your pent legs, and let's give them another 5 shots. And that's just not, you know, that is not normal, and that shouldn't be the reaction. It's abnormal to have seizures or to have any reaction after a vaccination. Should not be considered normal to have, you know, a high fever, to be screaming for 3 days, to be, you know, even if you come out of it acting and being the same, that reaction that you had, that temporary injury, is still an injury, and it done harm to your body in some way. We
Christina,
may not know how, but
so well said. You painted a very, very detailed picture. If you had a response to a drug the way they have response to vaccines, you would never take the drug again. The doctor would never recommend it again. They would report that to the FDA immediately, and they're not.
Exactly.
That's why you must go to...
They have no liability.
No, you must go to vaccineinjuryisreal.com. Vaccineinjuryisreal.com. Book it. A Voice for Choice on Twitter. We've got it. Coming back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
You know, I long for the day when we get calls from families, parents that say, I have kids and they're not vaccinated and they're healthy as can be, because those are the healthiest kids I see. And my two kids are not vaccinated and they're pretty darn healthy too. And Christina Hildebrand is a warrior for families and children to protect them, prevent this from happening to any others. But in the meantime, we recognize vaccine injury is real. It's happening to too many. Even one would be too many, but it's happening to way more than that. And we want you to share your vaccine injury story. Go to Vaccine Injury is Real from A Voice for Choice, and you can see her on Twitter, A Voice for Choice. We've got Christina Hildebrand a few more minutes with you. Christina, this is not just an issue here in the United States or even North America. This is global.
It is global, and that's what we're reaching out to different countries, and just we want vaccine injury stories from everywhere and anywhere, worldwide. The other thing that we've done is, you know, you mentioned A Voice for Choice. We're definitely sort of spearheading this, but we're getting together with other organizations. We've got Million Mamas Movement, Vile, AVN from Australia, Educate Advocate, some others that are the basically, if anyone wants to be a supporting organization, and that just means you'll plug the website for us and get the vaccine injury stories, you know, out there onto this site, we would love to have people join, and they should just email me at either Christina@avoiceforchoice.org or Christina@vaccineinjuryisrael.com if they want to be a part of this movement of getting these vaccine injury stories onto one place so that we can really show the magnitude of this.
Yes, and then you can consider the Robert Scott Bell Show supporting your efforts, and we're going to continue to get the word out.
We'll get your logo up there.
No worries, and I want to be sure that you'll come back and report on the findings as more information comes in. There might be some unusual things that we didn't anticipate, and I would love to hear your voice again talking about that.
Yes, we would love to be back on.
Yep, and vaccine injury is real, and it's everywhere, even in Norway. Christina, have you ever been to Norway?
I have not. It's one of those countries that I would love to go to. I haven't been anywhere in Scandinavia.
Yeah, I have been to Norway. Super Don, have you been to Norway?
I have not been to Norway, no.
We got to shift gears and go to Norway because there's a story here. Super Don is going to love this. You know, they love their cell phones in Norway. They love them everywhere, seemingly everywhere. Now, how much do you love your cell phone? I won't ask Christina this, but Super Don, if your cell phone fell in a porta potty, would you go in and get it?
No, probably not. No, I might have to let it go at that point. Yeah,
I'm thinking, I can do without that one. But a Norwegian man apparently loved his cell phone so much that he went in after it. And there's a picture. You will not believe this picture in a porta potty. You just see two hands reaching up from the porta potty trying to climb out. But he got stuck in there. And it wasn't even his cell phone. It was a friend's cell phone. I'm telling you, that is a friend. This friend will not only take a bullet for you, but will dive into a porta potty to get your cell phone out. And they had to rescue him.
And he got the phone?
Oh, my gosh. It looks like he did. Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
you know, the thing is, I'm guessing that, even though he got the phone back, odds are because it had fallen into the porta potty, it probably would get really crappy reception.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Super Doc. By the way, it's not Ryan Lochte hiding from the authorities in Brazil. In fact, if it is, he got out. He must have cleaned himself up because now he's on Dancing with the Stars. So he's coming out smelling like something else. Anyway, just one of those tips of the day.
You know,
like
the punchline on this here?
What's that?
This guy is an amateur diver.
No, he's not.
Yes.
He's a very amateur diver.
That's right here. He's an amateur diver.
He dove in the wrong thing. Remember in Brazil at the Olympics, Christina, did you see the sign where it said no fishing in the porta potties?
No.
Oh, you miss all the good signs. Yeah, it was a real sign.
Oh, my goodness. No, I didn't see that.
We think it was a holdover from the Sochi Olympics in Russia, where they did a lot of ice fishing, because I don't think we've interviewed people, and nobody could find anybody that was fishing in toilets in Brazil. But anyway.
No, I think that's probably the last place I'd go fishing in Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. I know, although some had claimed that the waterways were not so nice. But anyway, hey, Christina, you're a good sport for hanging on with us through a silly story. We've got a lot more vaccine discussion to go next hour. Everybody check it out, vaccineinjuryisreal.com. Christina Hildebrand, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.
You got it. Tell your friends about the website and report those injuries, folks. We need to hear about them so we can prevent more of them from happening. Next hour, we're going to talk about, some more vaccine injury issues. Also, the Mediterranean diet and hot for teacher. What is that, Super Don? We'll find out after the news break. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.